Morning, everybody. When I'm done, I think we're going to have a little time, and Lars and Brian are going to come up here, and we're going to go over or get some questions from you guys, things that you're interested in hearing the answers to or comments that you want to make. But as I was preparing for this thing, I thought, you know, with the 25-year thing, it would be kind of interesting to see what 25 years looks like, if there was a way that we could visualize that. And so I found this picture I think it's from about the summer of 89. Behind the podium, that guy that's a little thinner than me but with a lot more hair on top and not as much on the bottom is me. Back then, I was one of the retailers. I was working for the company behind there, Pam Oil. We had a bunch of retail stations, and we were doing some projects. One of the things that ACE's board knew when they started 25 meetings ago was that we needed to work with the people that distributed our fuel. That's where some of the involvement that I originally got from ACE was. I was one of the first retailers that they worked with in South Dakota. There were projects that they did in other states. We did E85 in a lot of places. And 12 years ago, they decided to make this a full-time gig for me. So I think there was this discussion that you can't just pass a law. Ultimately, what we've got to do is do what's right for retailers, because they're the guys who will eventually make this stuff go. So over the years, we've done things. We started out our biggest program, and something that we're sort of heading back to right now is what we used to do, a program for E10, we'd call Do the Math, and we'd go talk to petroleum marketer shows and try to explain to them the octane value, the blending value, the price value of E10. Interestingly enough, we're kind of back in that same realm now with E15. Ultimately, they are the petroleum marketers out there, the convenience stores. ACE started out with a goal of educating mechanics and station owners, who at the time we're the same people, and that's still what we want to do. We want to get out and educate those people. We have done over the years workshops, whether they be large ones at places like the National Association of Convenience Stores or small ones at plants. We want to expand that effort, make sure that you're all aware that we do those kind of things. And so this afternoon, one of the breakout sessions, I will be doing one of those workshops so you can see what it's like, see if it's something that you'd be interested in having in your town near you for retailers. We've had them for people for groups as small as half a dozen retailers. We've had them for groups as big as a couple hundred. So workshops, webinars, website, we continue to work with the BYO program to try and make sure people know about blending options. E15 is going to be a good driver for us. It's going to be something that convinces petroleum marketers to spend the money on the pumps, because the math works for them. And ultimately, that's what we've got to be able to do. We've got to be able to show from the retailer, from the market development standpoint, that this is a value proposition for retailers. The whole thing about keeping your friends close and finding more friends, the thing we need to keep in mind is that the people who own gas stations, it kind of brings up that old phrase, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. They're not that crazy about their suppliers sometimes. If we can give them an option that will make them some money, that'll give them some freedom to compete against the guys that are taking up most of the business right now, they're going to be our friends. 58% of the stations out there are owned by a single owner. Big Oil is getting more and more out of the ownership of stations. I think 2007, Conoco started selling off all of theirs. I think BP was shortly, a couple of years later. This last week, we read that ExxonMobil's getting out of the last 2,200. If they don't own the stations, then they're fair game. If we've got product that we can help them make more money with, something that's unique, something that they can sell, that their competitors don't, they're going to be our friends. They've been our friends this long, and they will continue to be that. So we need to keep in mind that we're here to help. Brian mentioned a few things about, you know, what we've got to keep in mind. You go all the way back to Merle, and I remember the first couple of meetings, Merle and Owen and some of the other guys were sitting there, and you'd see this, we'd start talking about some of the issues, and you'd see this fire kind of come up in them, and they said, what about, you know, how about that it's good? How about that it's good for America? They keep, that was something that was important to them. Now, I'm not sure we can get a lot of gas station owners to be very convinced that that's why they should sell it, but we need to remind ourselves of that. You know, we're not just doing this for exercise. To most of us, this isn't a job. This is something that we do because we think it's important. And we need to remember, this is a product. The RFS is a plan. These are things that are doing exactly what they're supposed to be. And the United States and the rest of the world is a lot better off because we're doing it. We need to keep that in mind. And so when all these opponents attack us, mostly with lies, I mean, I don't know, you can call them misinformation, whatever it is, they're making stuff up. We got to remember that what we're doing is most of us are doing this because it's the right thing to do. You know, it's created a lot of income, it's created a lot of good things for rural America, it's created a lot of good things for the country, but it's the right thing to do. Todd Sneller handed me a paper today that talked about a refinery fire, gas prices going up in California. Imagine what that would be if there wasn't this other 10, 11% supply out there. It's no coincidence that gas prices are going up as ethanol production drops off slowly. The math is there at the legislative level too. So, you know, we hope in this conference we talk a lot about the things that are important to you. I think we'll bring Lars and Brian up here and find out if there's some questions that you guys have that you want to ask us too. But just remember when you walk out of here and when you go back to work that, you know, this isn't something we need to apologize for. We need to keep moving this program forward. Everything that's in the RFS can deal with the type of situations we're facing in the next few months. And we're going to continue to work to try and find more people to sell more ethanol. And if there's things we can do to help you, especially in my case through the market development, we'll be glad to do it.